smelling like the old onion smell, you know? You
get
smell
out
good.
Of here.
That's right. That's right.
You're on drugs. Now, you haven't smelled anything in 30 years. I like somebody called in the other day. We were all talking about those sweet onions. This woman wanted to know if we had a pie recipe for them. She was going to make
onion pie.
Yeah, so sweet. That they were going to make
idea.
A pie or jam out of them. And my brother, who bless his heart, he's a doctor, a real doctor, you know, one of the surgeons, those people that
cut first, ready knife.
Cut first and ask later.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of those folks kind of brain dead anyway. He just said he can't figure it out because he hears these apples, I mean, these onions are so sweet you can eat them like an apple. And he's been trying to eat one like an apple, and they're just not the same as an apple, see? So these are the kind of people we have to deal with out there, Rick Reynolds. And along that same line is you know, people say, how do you get into all this? How do you come up with all this stuff? I stumble into more stuff than other people find looking for it. You know, I got a letter the other day from a guy. She claims he's the oldest living Aggie. He's only 82, so I think there's some older Aggies out there, 82, 83.
Yeah.
But, anyway, he wanted an onion ring recipe. He wanted an onion ring recipe. And he said the problem he had with onion rings is he likes to cook them, fried onion rings, but he can't get them to...